The refugee crisis seems impossible. It's bigger than big. It's massive. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It seems like it would be a downer, but when the world crashes into the kingdom of heaven, things change. It is impossible to ignore. The news feeds are filled daily with stories of violence at the hands of extremist groups and images of desperate refugees hoping for a home. Real solutions seem distant. But Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA believes there is one thing that everyone can do in response to what's happening in our world. It's something, he says, every persecuted Christian wants.
The reason that we call for people to pray is because when we go and meet with persecuted Christians, that's the first thing they ask us to do. You know, it's not like, okay, send machine guns and list off five other things and then say, oh, by the way, and you can also pray for us. They say, pray for us first. That's their first request.
Find out how God is still moving in countries targeted by extremist groups by reading the full story at our website.
The first line is, we need to be in prayer. Prayer for our enemies, prayer for those who are persecuting Christians, as well as prayer for the Christians who are standing strong in the face of that persecution.
All of the stories at Mission Network News encourage you to some kind of action. Open Doors USA wants to put this in front of you. Congress recently passed a bill requiring extensive background checks on Syrian and Iraqi refugees before they can enter the United States. Some say this is necessary for the security of the country, while others say it's causing unnecessary disruption in a global crisis. Open Doors is asking you to research the issue and to consider both stances. At our website, you can add your voice to the conversation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombian police busted three major human trafficking rings this week, two of which were sending women to China. Human trafficking isn't just an overseas problem. It also happens in the U.S. Amy Ritchie of EFCA Reach Global.
There's no quick Band-Aid. There is no way to just walk in and say, here's the five-step program to end human trafficking. However, we need to break it down so that we can understand and grapple with it. You know, it's like planning for a big Thanksgiving dinner. If you don't buy the turkey, you can never have the meal.
At our website, Ritchie identifies warning signs and four simple ways your church can start entering the battle for innocent lives. Loving the least of these is part of being a Christ follower.
Jesus told us to live our life in a way that other people would see His light, and that we would be the flavor, we would be the salt to our world.
Please pray the U.S. church becomes more aware and involved in the issues on its doorstep. If there are so many needs at home, some U.S. Christians may ask, what's the point of going on a short-term mission trip? According to Paul, an Operation Mobilization leader, it's not necessarily an either-or situation. It's about God transforming the lives of His people as they expand His kingdom. As Christians obey God's calling, whatever or wherever that may be, He makes a difference through them. So the real question is, where is God leading you? And finally, why would a girls-only ministry started in the 50s still be needed today? Just talk to Chris Palisari of GEMS Girls Clubs. She says that the ministry's founder wanted to literally remove stereotypes made about the role of women.
So when they discover, a young girl discovers that she is created to be a part of building God's kingdom and that He designed her with special skills, there is nothing she can't do in order to fulfill God's call in her life.
That purposeful all-girl environment of GEMS makes the clubs safe places to build a community of belonging. Nearly half of the 900 clubs across North America are now filled with girls who have no church affiliation.
It's very, very important, especially in this day and age, where children have so much disillusionment and so much disappointment and challenge at a very young age, that the GEMS Girls Clubs have become a haven of demonstrating Christ's love.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.